Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, a landmark federal rule that is aimed at improving air travel for passengers with disabilities is set to take effect on June 17th, in just 1 week. The changes require annual hands-on training for airline personnel who assist travelers with mobility disabilities. Joining us now to talk about what this is going to mean for millions of Americans from the Paralyzed Veterans of America, Tom Wheaton. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
And Maria Towne with the American Association of People with Disabilities. Maria, good morning to you.
Hello.
Tom, what are some of the potential dangers that passengers with mobility disabilities face during boarding and deplaning?
Well, first, the boarding process requires a transfer from the wheelchair to a skinny aisle chair. And if not careful, there's a risk of being dropped. This is exactly what happened to a very close friend of mine. He's a Marine Corps veteran, quadriplegic, and he was harshly dropped by untrained handlers, and he hit the floor hard. After surgeries, he has no tailbone. He endured months of bed rest. And whatever independence he previously had was ripped away from him. And 7 years later, he still hasn't fully recovered. So this is just inhumane.
Yeah, Maria, when airline employees aren't properly trained to handle mobility devices like scooters and wheelchairs, it can be a real problem, can it?
Yes. When airline employees aren't properly trained to handle mobility devices like wheelchairs and scooters, these essential devices get broken and disabled people wind up stranded. Like I was a couple of months ago when an airline broke my mobility scooter. It took weeks for my scooter to be repaired, and ultimately I got it back, but many disabled people aren't so lucky. Some folks have to wait months and months for the airlines to replace or repair their chairs, and during that time, they are literally stuck. That was the case for Ingracia Figueroa, a disability advocate whose wheelchair was broken during air travel. The airline did not provide Ingracia with an appropriate fitting, supportive replacement wheelchair, and she was stuck in an improper fitting chair for weeks while fighting with the airline to get her custom wheelchair repaired. Ultimately, because Ingracia was in this improper fitting wheelchair, she developed pressure sores and died.
Wow. So, Maria, these changes are kind of a big deal. What are passengers going to see are the new federal training requirements?
With the new federal training requirements, airline staff who assist people with disabilities and who handle our devices are going to receive annual hands-on training and be assessed on their device handling competency. With this training in place, passengers with disabilities should have better and safer experiences when we fly, and we will be able to fly with the confidence that our devices won't get damaged during transit. However, these improvements to customer experiences will only happen if these training requirements are fully enforced by the U.S. Department of Transportation and fully implemented by every airline in the country.
Of course. Tom, what message do you have for airlines as these new rules are about to take effect?
Well, air travel is a basic civil right. Yet 40 years after the Air Carriers Access Act was signed, it remains unsafe and even deadly for passengers with mobility disabilities. So airlines need to ensure employees understand how to safely assist passengers. And this is way more than compliance. This is about dignity, respect, safety, and trust.
Where can people go for more information about this?
We need to go to pva.org/air travel. There, people can sign a petition. They can know their rights and learn more about the ongoing advocacy efforts.
All right. We'll check it out. Tom, Maria, thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.